title of this mini podcast is The World of Fluff. We live in a world of fluff. That's nonspecific communication that leads us to infertile fields that don't produce any harvests. Nowhere is fluff more prevalent than in customer service. The amount of non-usable information offered is staggering. Let's pretend you ask, when will my package be delivered? The fluff answer is soon. Now, I don't know about you, but my daily planner doesn't have a date called soon. Rather than this being a rant against customer service, I'm making a plea for you and me to clean up our language so we can have more fertile, productive exchanges. How much fluff are you using? If you're having trouble communicating what you want, your requests are filled with fluff. If you accept fluff as an answer, you may as well say, please consider me as stupid as what you just said. I detest staff meetings. Always have, always will. There's no bigger amount of fluff generated than at a meeting run by a purveyor of fluff. Here's actual verbiage from a meeting I attended many years ago. Head fluffer. We really need to get going on this. Staff member. I hear you. We got to get the ball rolling. Fluffer. We've dropped this ball in the past and I don't want it to happen again. Another staff member. It can't happen again. Fluffer. I'm glad we all agreed. That was all that was said. I'm sure you can imagine that the same topic resurfaced at many meetings in the future with no resolution. Let's look at the fluff words. Get going and this are fluff words with no specific direction. Get the ball rolling equals more fluff. What the heck does that mean? I don't want it to happen again. What is it? And what does agreed mean? Now let's do a quick, unfluffy rewrite. Our budgeting deadline is October 20th. Today is September 30th. We have 20 days to get our budget submitted. Here's what I want each of you to do by 5 o'clock on Friday. Then give specific instructions as to what you want each person to do by 5 p.m. on Friday. I've mentioned it many times that one of my favorite quotes is from Werner Erhard. The reason life doesn't work is because people don't keep their agreements. As spot on as I think that observation is, I believe it would be more complete if people knew specifically what they were agreeing to. That takes fluff monitoring. I'm also not a fan of hinting. Hinting is filled with all sorts of fluff. So if you're a hinter, you're a lousy communicator and will get less of what you want. Fluff contains no direction. Please don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I think shooting the breeze with a friend is a fun thing to do, and most often those exchanges are filled with enough fluff to make sandwiches for the entire neighborhood. No harm, no foul, just two friends enjoying a fluffernutter. When it's important to you to have a common understanding of what's being communicated, that's when fluff monitoring and fluff challenging are essential. When you hear a fluff word like soon, and it's important to you to know when soon is, respond by asking, I'm curious, when specifically is soon? If you pretend you know when soon is, you'll be disappointed when your version of soon doesn't arrive, and you'll have to wait for a later date. I'm not going to give you my entire dictionary of fluff here. You can easily come up with your own. Just pay attention to the non-specific language you and others use. More importantly, notice that fluff rarely, if ever, delivers what you want. It's springtime here in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a perfect time for us to clean up our fluff. All the best, John.